Happy Easter, everybody. We bless the name of the Lord for allowing us to see another one. We are so grateful. I'm so happy this evening. As a matter of fact, I just feel like breaking out into song. I got joy like a river. I've got joy like a river. I've got joy like a river in my soul. I've got joy like a river. I've got joy like a river. I've got joy like a river in my soul. Oh, I've got joy in my heart. It is flowing like a river. I will praise the Lord with thanksgiving and joy. I will praise the Lord with thanksgiving and joy. I am glad, my people. We are celebrating something without which our faith would have been for nothing. I mean, Easter is the whole reason why we are called Christians. I mean, can you imagine at the moment when Christ said, "It is finished," and he breathed his last. And then that being that thought himself supreme, I mean, a being that was beginning to challenge his own maker because his maker had made him so special with different kind of elements and jewels. And Satan looked at his maker and said, "Since he's coming in the form of man, I can do this. I can do this." And because God came in the form of man, he experienced our pain. He knew what it was like to pass through temptations and overcome them. And he just experienced what it was like to be flesh. And Satan says, since he's in human form now, I go deal with him. And when he breathed his last, and the Bible says he went into hell. Because before then, the children of God had been held down by death. There was no ascension for any soul that died, no matter how much they had cried and tried to be perfect on the face of the earth, because of that original contract that we had in Adam and Eve. And that contract was what Satan continued to just wave in the face of God. Wave it. These people signed a contract with me the moment they were disobedient. And when Christ went down to hell, first and foremost, when he went down in death, Satan must have piled on all sorts of contracts upon his body. Down there in hell, there was a battle. And he had to make, Christ made sure that nobody was going to come and say, "Oh, you know what? He fainted me." I mean, can you imagine if he had said it is finished at around 6 p.m. and then by 9 a.m. the next morning he was up. People would say, "No, he fainted. It was a fainting thing." But he waited 3 days. I mean, decomposition must have started taking place in any normal body.
Yeah.
There was nothing like fainting. No. And then on that glorious morning, he arose. And not even the gates of hell could prevail. He shook the foundation of the earth. And the Bible makes us to understand that as soon as he emerged from the tomb, the faithful, others who had been waiting, whose souls had been languishing, went along with their Savior. And so if Christ had not risen, my people, he arose. And the Bible also tells us that there are people who try to bribe and say, "Look, say that they came to carry him away in the middle of the night." But you know the truth. Even when the lie struggles with it, the truth will always prevail. I celebrate with everyone this evening and I greet you. I pray all of you that are listening are with your family, your spouses, and you're listening. Reverend, please, if you would say a prayer.
Yeah.
That the resurrection of our Lord, the power that brought him forth, will touch marriages, Christian marriages that are languishing under the stress of the economy, the social stress, economic stress. There's so much that marriages are contending with today. And so Now, we really want you to say a prayer over marriages before we go into what we have for today.
For every marriage, I am going to pray. You see, in the book of Mark chapter 16, if when you read verse 6, the scripture there told us that he was no longer in the grave. In fact, the guy that was seated there said to those who came there to pour perfume, said, look at where he laid. His reason is no more here.
He's no more here.
The tomb was empty. Now,
hallelujah.
By the power vested upon me as God's servant, all those challenges that rock your marriage, that make things difficult, I command that they vacate.
Amen.
I ask that they will not have power over your marriage anymore in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I ask that understanding to do things correctly, to rule your home correctly, and power to follow correct instructions, as your husband also gives correct instructions, let it begin to rule your homes in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Even as Jesus declared, it is finished. Let anything that the enemy is put in place to truncate your marriage be finished.
Amen.
Now, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So receive power, because the Bible says, if the power that resurrected Jesus Christ dwells in you, that will, it will hasten you, or it will quicken you. Right now, I ask that your marriage be quickened.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anything that is not alive, that should be alive in your marriage, I command it to be awakened.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Begin to live a fantastic, harmonious family life, beginning from this hour. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So happy Easter once again, people. And let us delve right into what we have for today. Now, not forgetting that last week we did have an assignment. We said we were going to massage our spouses. I don't know how many of us did that. We'll come back to it. But this evening, I would like for us to start with something else we did talk about last week. And that is communication. There is a lot of twisted wires, a lot of miscommunication, for even the best of us, sometimes we find ourselves on the wrong side of a communication loop. And so we are going to be talking, of course, there are some situations that were brought, so I am hoping we'll be able to quickly deal with that and then come back to some of those situations, talk about some of the situations that have been, you know, messages that have been sent to me. So if you did send a message, please do not get this wrong. We just want to quickly talk about communication before I relay some of these issues to the Reverend. Now, talking about communication, Reverend, I just put down some bullet points that I would want for you to expatiate on,
okay.
But just briefly, quickly, so that we can maximize time. Yes.
Okay.
So, in communication, I think one of the most important things is that you practice listening and not hearing. I don't know if many of us know the difference, but would like to hear from Reverend the difference between listening and hearing, because communication in marriage, you are supposed to be listening. All right.
Yeah. You see, somebody can be talking and you don't even hear. You can even listen and refuse to hear. To hear means taking in what is being spoken.
I think you're mixing it up. Listening is taking in, and hearing is, you can hear the sound.
Yes, you can hear the sound.
You can see the person's lips moving.
Yes.
But if they were there to ask you to put into words what that person said, you would not be able to exactly. You might be able to even say the words, but you will not be able to correctly knock it together and make it make sense, if that makes sense
okay,
to you.
Yeah, you see, both of them are very, very important. In communication, It is said that you talk to one another. And as you talk to one another, first of all, listen to one another. Hear one another. Understand one another. You see, until you hear, there is nothing that listening can do. Am I?
Yes, yes.
Am I getting it right?
Right.
So,
there must be some form of sound.
Yeah, once you hear, you put what you hear into action. Hallelujah. We put into action that by considering the things that you talk about. Sometimes when somebody is talking and you are not listening, if you don't listen, you can't hear. Am I right now?
I think Reverend Yastel makes it up, but I think generally...
Okay, which one comes first?
That it is your hearing. You must hear sound.
First of all, you hear.
You hear, and okay. Then you listen.
You listen. That
but some people stop at hearing. When the person starts to talk, you zone out. The minute you zone out, there's no listening taking place. And it is the listening itself that brings comprehension. What is
yes.
this person
yes.
saying
yes.
to me?
Yes. Now, it is true that a lot of people don't even listen. They don't listen to their spouses. But this moment we are saying that wife and husband should, as soon as you hear your wife greet, or he said, hello honey, begin to listen. Because she's going to say something. You don't, some would start by saying, honey, but some would just come and start talking. That's not the best way to start talking. But those who find it difficult to talk to their spouses, they will just come and start talking. Because they don't even know the name. They will call the wife or the husband now. Whether it is that sweet name. So when you make a sound, the person will hear the sound. Then you begin to listen. And then until you listen, you wouldn't know what the woman is saying or what the man is saying. And when you listen, understand, try to understand what the person is saying. And when you understand what he's saying, then you begin to consider it in your heart, in your mind. As you consider it, you judge it. You judge it. And as you judge it, the judgment is the ability to process what you have listened or what you have heard, and then apply a sound opinion or form a sound opinion. A lot of people don't sit down to do this, okay? And that is why judgment has been turned back far away, and then justice, because all these things are involved in all these things I'm saying.
Mm.
Then justice is far away, you know, stands far away. Then we talk about truth. Until you hear, you wouldn't even know anything.
Mm.
Truth has fallen down flat, and because of this, equity has no place in many homes. So communication is very, very important. First of all, hear the sound, or hear, and then listen. And as you listen, work with what you have heard.
Mm. Indeed. Another point that I would like for you to expatiate on is that many of us hear to respond. Try to understand this.
Mm.
You're hearing the sound. You can hear what the person is saying.
Yes.
But you're just looking for what to respond to.
Yes.
But we should be listening to understand
yes.
that person.
Yes.
There are two different things. When
yes.
you, when someone comes to you and says, can we talk? Mm. Or your spouse
yeah.
comes to you and says, can we talk?
Yeah.
Or wakes you up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
When you can comprehend, you're hearing the person and you can comprehend, but you find yourself wanting to jump into the middle of that. What the person is talking, you're already itching to, your body is already doing you to say something back. That means that you're hearing to respond.
Yeah.
But when you're listening to understand,
yes.
you find that you have the patience to wait for that person to finish expressing themselves, Reverend.
Yes. In fact, even in both sides, what I'm about to talk now, play off. Have you heard a woman say, I came to my husband, I spoke to him, and he didn't answer me, he didn't say a thing. You have ever heard?
Mm-hmm.
And some, the answer he gave me, it was better I didn't go to see him. Do you know what normally happens in the heart of men when their wives or their spouse come? It is either to the man or to the woman. You know what normally happens?
Mm.
Sometimes, maybe in the morning, the man has just told the wife, I'm going to look for some money. And if I am unable to get, it means we have to wait for next week. And the man comes back from work. He has not reported whether he has gotten the money. And the woman comes and says, look, please, I need 10,000. Do you know what the man will be processing?
No.
You know what he will be processing? This man will not listen to that. Give me 10,000 again. And that is the moment of silence that women normally experience when they talk to their husband. The man is already cut off. And you know what he will be thinking? But I told her this morning I had no money, that I was going to look for money. And when I get money, I will deliver. And if I don't have it, it means it will be next week. So the man will be lost in these thoughts. And then maybe the woman must have been there for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. And he said, he didn't answer me. And the woman will just leave that place. So this understanding also is very, very important. Each time your husband keeps quiet, it's good to interject immediately so that you break him off from that thought. I thought, if you know it, just say, yes, I know. We discuss, actually. Because you should know the pattern of things. You should know the pattern of things. What you know is what you should work with. Don't just say, my husband must have gotten money without telling me. No. Let your conversation be based on what you have put down, what you have agreed upon, what you have planned together. If you go outside it, and if he has not come to give you a report of successes, don't come with a new demand. I don't know if I have made a point here.
Mm-hmm. And let me quickly acknowledge Elder Dare Adebanjo, who is watching us from the Confluence City. Good evening to you. I didn't know that Kaduna was missing your presence. It's good to know that you're safe and sound in the Confluence City. Thank you so much for joining us via Facebook, Elder Dare. And then we have Esther Bassi. Esther, good evening and happy Easter to you too. Victor Adiba, God bless you. Good evening. Thank you so much. I see the messages coming in really plenty, so I want to start to take them quickly before they overwhelm me. Stephen Shinabiji Adams, good evening to you, and thank you so much. Your words mean a lot. Michael Barnabas, good evening. I hope you're doing well. Happy Easter to you too. Daniel Orenia, he's watching us from Benue. Good evening to you, Daniel. Olatunde Sani, good evening to you. I'm so happy that you're learning and that your wife has joined you. That makes our day, in short, makes us really happy. So good evening to all of you. And so yes, just like you heard from the Reverend, many times our spouses come to us and they want to talk and we are just in a hurry to jump,
an answer.
Yes, to jump into the issue.
Yes.
You want to respond. You want to say, you said this. I'm saying it is not so. You are just hearing to respond. You're not listening to understand.
Yes. Yes.
So whenever you find yourself in a hurry to want to jump into a talk that your spouse wants to have with you, I mean, the person has said a few sentences and you're already itching to have your say, what that should tell you, the signal you should be getting, is that I am actually hearing to respond. I am not listening to understand this man.
Yeah.
I'm not listening to understand this woman. So that is a red flag for you.
Yeah.
And so in that moment, what you need to do is to take a step back and say, Jacqueline, you are not listening. You are just hearing to respond. Mm. Even if it is an accusation, most of the time, of course, when we're talking, it's about, it's because one person is bothered about a certain thing.
That's why he talks about.
That's why we're having this conversation in the first place, yeah, many times. So when you find yourself, whether as a man or as a woman, whether you're the husband or you're the wife, in a hurry to start to respond to what your partner has been talking about, it's not like, I mean, you've gotten to that point where you're asking your partner, okay, can I say something, or are you done? Are you done with what you're saying? Can I respond to what you've said? I mean, if you cannot wait until your partner says, please say something, or I'm done,
then you are not ready to actually discuss.
You are listening. You are hearing to respond.
Yeah,
right.
To respond.
So let's quickly talk about body language, which is also key. It forms a very huge part of communication in marriage.
Yeah.
I would quickly start by going to the one that we hear often, where you are in bed in the night and this person wakes you up, your spouse wakes you up and says, please, can I talk to you? And then you turn to the wall. I mean, the minute you get yourself and you understand that I have been woken from sleep and my spouse wants to talk to me, the first thing you should do, even before you start to think about what the person wants to say, is turn towards each other on the bed. Turn, like physically.
Yes.
Turn yourself towards each other, towards the person.
In fact,
who wants to speak?
Take a look at her face first, and said, honey, you know, it depends on how you are. Are you friends? Because the conversation between friends can never be the same as the conversations with those that are acting officially. Or master and servant, you know?
Hmm.
So that is why you don't have a single answer for this type of questions. But for somebody that is, for people that are fond of each other, immediately there's a tap. Look, I want to say something. I want to discuss with you. Then even you'll be alarmed. I mean, how serious is this matter?
Hmm.
Eh? That you have not spoken before now, and even while we sleep, that you want to raise. Oh yeah, begin. Tell me what it is.
Hmm.
You know, and not to turn to the back and say, keep talking.
You know, some people.
Yeah.
Sometimes you are aware. You know, sometimes you are aware of what that person wants
to talk.
So you see, some people, they will just turn away from the person and
say, become defensive.
I'm hearing you, or I'm listening.
Yeah.
Talk.
Talk, continue to talk.
How do you expect that person to talk to your back?
No, it's not done. So you must face her or face him and, you see, talk normally. Use your normal tone. Don't raise your voice, because men don't listen. They don't hear. When you speak with an increased volume, you know, when you shout, man, it doesn't enter man's ear.
All they can hear is the yelling.
All they can hear is, in fact, they will be in another realm. Why is this woman shouting like this?
Because already that's disrespect. And we all know what respect is to a man.
Candid, the moment your voice is higher than that, that is higher than normal, or higher than the person you are discussing with, it's already a disrespect.
Mm.
So it shouldn't be allowed. Talk normally. Talk so that the music in your voice will be heard. And if each time somebody is angry, even if you are talking with your normal voice, there is still music inside.
Mm.
So that is the one that the man will hear. The moment you begin to yell, sorry, that discussion is aborted.
So body language, very, 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 very important. We cannot even begin to stress how important. And for you who is about to talk, just like the Reverend said, I mean, this is not going to kill you, even when you are hurt and you are angry, to start the conversation with whatever you call each other. Whether it's honey, sweetheart, honey,
mine,
mine,
Namso,
my dear,
or Miami,
Temi, whatever it is that you want to talk about, call that person that name first. The Yoruba people say that when you pour cold water on the ground, you will step on cool floor.
Yes.
When you are walking.
Exactly.
So when you first say that, sweetheart, or Timmy, or darling, or...
You're already cooling.
You're already setting the stage.
Yes.
So what is this saying to us? And correct me if I'm wrong, Reverend.
Yes.
This means that if you are unable to say sweetheart, or whatever name you call each other, in the tone, because there is sweetheart.
Yes.
And sweetheart.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, you got it.
There's a difference.
Yes.
So if you cannot, you check yourself before you have this conversation. And if you cannot call that person in the melodious and loving tone that you call that person, please postpone
the talk.
That conversation
exactly.
until you're calm.
Yeah.
Please.
And sometimes even silence. There is golden silence.
Mm.
And there is silence that is dangerous. For example, let me give you an example. If maybe we are in public and maybe I want to say something, you know, I will say it so that my wife will hear. If she doesn't respond, it means don't continue in that conversation. You get me?
Mm.
And I mean, it is not a disrespect, but you... In public, will you tell your husband, don't say it? You get me, quote?
Some of us, some women will say,
and that,
but why are you talking about that thing?
Which is
an embarrassment.
Which is an embarrassment. But then, when she keeps quiet, and then...
Or even when she says something like, I can't remember. You know that she remembers very well. I mean, this isn't something that she could have forgotten, and she's there saying... I don't remember. You just know
it that discussion should not continue. But then some men will be angry. That's why knowing each other is very, very important.
It's key.
It's key. So that when you don't want her to talk, you have a sign that she will understand. When she doesn't want you to talk, you have a sign that she should understand, and you should be able to read each other. So that the conversation, that mute conversation can go on well.
Okay. All right. So please, our body language, very, very important. Let's move to the next one, which is equally important, and that is mood.
Yeah.
You know, the Reverend said something. There is obvious, him and his wife, they've been together for so long that their communication has moved beyond words beyond the verbal, and which should be and which is for couples that know each other, that understand each other. Even when there's no perfect marriage, but you strive for perfection.
Yeah.
And so you must have your own sign language, you and your spouse.
Yes.
There must be things that you can communicate to each other without, there must be ways you can communicate to each other without speaking.
Yeah.
And so mood is very important.
Yeah. You know, there is what we call mood swing. Eh? There are some, I think it's more among women, mood swing.
Mm.
You know, somebody that is laughing just now, suddenly. It's already, the countenance is changed. What has happened? Eh? If you don't understand your wife, that maybe it could be a simple thing. Eh?
Mm.
It could be the fly that perched up on her forehead. You know? And look, what can change people's mood? You wouldn't imagine. So if you understand your wife, you can douse it by saying, honey, I hope you are still with me. What's the matter? Can I help you? What do you want? Do you want to drink water? You know? There are ways you do things to change the atmosphere that you find yourself, within you, between you and your wife, to create constantly a place of joy A place where both of you will experience cheerful joy is the best for wife and husband. And then, most of the time, men should lead. Even though men are not given to laughing all the time. But even your normal mood that can make your wife laugh.
Yes.
Why don't you exhibit it? But how do I put it? To squeeze your face, wring your face. I don't think that is very, very important. But I want people that are normal and they know where they are going, and the man is leading and is charting the course and the woman is following. The man must lead rightly.
Okay. Let's quickly go on a commercial break, and when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about communication and what we should know before we delve into other matters of the day. You're listening to Marriage Keys only on Invicta 98.9 FM. Please do stay with us. We'll be right back.
Seconds of pure entertainment from the Crocodile City. Invicta 98.9 FM.
Thank you for staying with us. We're back on the program Marriage Keys and still talking on communication, very important in the life of any married couple. I think we managed to talk about, touch on language and words,
yes,
which is also a very, very important.
And the tone.
And the tone, right. Now, I think before we move on to other matters, it's important for us to know when to stop.
When you are talking.
When you're talking, it is not necessary that you finish that matter that day or that he must give you or she must give you an answer.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gives you both something to think about until you regroup later. It could even be 3 days later and you say, come, let's talk about what you said last night. Now, many of us go into communication expecting instant answers.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to answer me now. You're not talking now. I want it now. You need to tell me why you drink so much now. You need to tell me why you come home late now. You need to tell me why you don't cook with my favorite food now. I mean, everything, instant gratification. We want it now, 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 now.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't work like that, Reverend.
Yeah, it is true. But one thing I will like to stress here is, if your wife has spoken to you for 10 minutes and you don't say anything back to her, it's also a disrespect. So even if she's placing a demand that you cannot meet, tell her, honey, would you give me time so that I can think over this thing and we'll talk about it again. But to leave it, you know, without response is not good at all. I want because most men do that. And they are saying in their mind, does it mean she doesn't know? They are saying it in their heart, and they are provoking themselves. But what they are thinking, they are not saying it to the woman. She's supposed to know. What do you mean?
You know, sometimes because we women are more verbal, men are not.
We are very expressive.
We're very expressive.
Than men.
So sometimes it just helps as a man to say, I've heard you.
Yeah.
I listened carefully.
Yes.
Let's talk about this
later.
Later.
Yeah. Humble yourself and say something to her. Don't think she is foolish. Even if the woman is saying things that does not make sense to you. I am told that in every evil, good can come out of it.
Oh, yes.
So, please be patient with each other and listen carefully and then respond. Even if it is not in affirmative to the demand that is being placed, but give hope so that you will have opportunity to talk again. Don't close the conversation.
Mm.
Don't close. Those of you who did sales, market management or sales marketing or whatever you call it, don't close the topic. Make sure you leave it open so that you can talk it again if you have not given a complete answer to whatever dialogue that you have.
Very important. And I do know that a lot of us women also do this. We are also guilty. Many of us give the silent treatment.
Yeah.
I mean, a man is talking and you just don't respond. It's like he's not there.
It's not helping our cause at all. There's no disrespect that hurts man. Even woman too.
Mm.
Somebody is talking to you and you don't even talk.
Right.
You know, last Sunday, you heard me talk about silent treatment that the man gave to the wife, and the answer was simply there. If that man had asked, I told you, doctor, hang this thing outside, and I'll see it as, he would have told him, no, that is not your own. Your own is here. And that their love would have continued.
Mm.
But the end of that discussion was very, very bad. The end. Because that woman left the home. As she was going, they stole her phone. And he was traveling far from where they lived. And before the man had just gotten leave to do the marriage that brought them together. And the place he cannot get leave again because he will lose his job.
Okay.
Look, a lot of consequence when we give wrong silent treatment.
The silent treatment is not the way to go. It doesn't help. Some people will say, if I talk now, problem, so better make I keep quiet. There's a difference, like the Reverend says, between silence that is golden and silence that is dangerous.
Yeah.
So, let us learn the difference. I mean, if for instance, you catch your wife or husband being unfaithful, and you don't say anything, that is dangerous silence.
That is dangerous.
As far as I'm concerned.
It's dangerous.
But when you have, when he snaps or she snaps at you, you're talking and the person says, I said I would do it. Sometimes you walk away and just be quiet. That is golden silence because you don't have to respond to every situation that is irritating. Sometimes when the person just snaps at you, just use it and do Vaseline.
Or,
because you're a fool for Christ. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, in fact, the Bible says so.
Mm.
I mean, in the home is a sacrificial life. Eh? Sometimes, it is either the wife or the husband has finished talking, and instead of responding, you say, you hiss.
Mm.
It's a great disrespect. To be candid, in my place, if you are carrying food to serve, and something else happen and you hiss, that food will not be eaten.
Right.
Unless the man didn't hear for hissing.
Mm.
I mean, hissing is looking down upon your partner. Look, you see, a lot of things happen in the home that shouldn't. Sometimes the husband doesn't see anything good in the wife he has. And sometimes there are women who don't see anything good in their husband. I mean, it's not correct like that.
Okay. Let me quickly, someone is responding and is saying, I cannot bear it anymore. I'm losing it. My husband hates me for no reason. I don't know. He doesn't talk to me. He doesn't discuss anything with me. And every day it's as if the hatred keeps increasing. And when I ask him what I have done to him, that he should tell me so that I can change, he will not say anything. Anytime we have a misunderstanding, I'm always apologizing and I'm tired of it. So I decided to keep mute as though I ignore him, cause it's as if I'm forcing myself on him. This is a man that cheats with different girls, telling them he's not married, which I know, but he always denies it. I have never cheated on him. I think I will quit and give him space, but I just pick up courage to write this.
Yeah. You see,
if you can, please help me. Right.
This is one of the matters that we see in many, many homes. Now, the woman is eager to make things work. But because most of the time, when a man gets involved with another woman outside, he begins to resent the one that is inside the house. That is always the matter. He will prefer to be talking to the one outside. He can be on phone for hours. Mm-hmm. But the one that is inside the house, he will not say anything. He will not talk to her. And if she inquire, it's like he's putting, pouring petrol into a burning fire. That is not what it's supposed to be. That's why we need men that want to marry. Men that are committed to marriage cause. Mm. Marriage is a covenant between a wife and a husband. And both of you must stay together. Both of you must be faithful to each other. Mm-hmm. It is unfaithfulness that brings that type of thing. Each time a man is careless about the wife, there is something that is brewing up. And each time a woman begins to look down upon the husband, he's already talking to another man. It's not in all cases, but most of the time, if you check it, you get it right. In fact, a lot of men, when they want to do their evil, they will remove their ring. I don't know if women do that. They will remove their ring so that they will tell the girl they want to toast. But sometimes there is a mark. Look right. At my own now.
Yes.
Even if I remove ring,
there'll be a mark.
There is a mark. So if our girls will take time to look at the fingers, there will be a mark.
Some of them don't care, Reverend. That's just the truth. Some girls don't just care. So what should this woman do? Maybe place a call?
I think you should place a call so that we can begin from there.
Okay.
That it will be solved by God's grace.
All right.
We have had more serious things like that. And in fact, sometimes let me not say that.
Oh.
Yes, because those are strategies.
Okay.
Let her just call and then we'll get the husband and they will come together again. Sometimes the man is ashamed because of the gap created. He doesn't know how to come back.
Come back to it.
Yes.
Okay, Don Ojore Adigwe, good evening to you and God bless you. Sunday Wisdom, good evening. Lazarus Silas. Silas, I appreciate each and every word that you people take time out to send to us. We really do appreciate you. All right, so Kola Wole Oyetesu. I hope I called that right, Oyetesu. Good evening to you and God bless you. Sarah Adamu, who is still single but does not play with this program. God bless you. We really do appreciate you too, Sarah.
Sarah, I hope you will send your interest to my phone.
About the singles.
Yes, about the singles.
Yes.
I need more men who are interested, really. More men.
Okay. So, Imam Musa Chori, good evening to you. And Solomon Jinkiri, good evening. God bless you. We are glad that you are blessed by listening to this program. Emmanuel Aboy, good evening to you too. How is Narayu doing this evening? Emmanuel Okezie, who is watching us from Aba. Good evening to you, Emmanuel. I hope that you continue to spread the word and get people listening because we need more Christian homes on Even Keel. Olufemi Justice Olayemi, good evening to you. God bless you. He's saying, okay, give me a moment. That just jumped. He has a question. He says, what if your spouse is the talking and nagging type and always wants his or her opinion to be accepted? How would you manage such communication? All right. So that's a question for you, Reverend. Yes. Henry Chukwe Buka, good evening to you. Really appreciate you too. Sorry, it's jumping. That's why you hear me.
Yeah.
Okay. They say, Reverend, they would like to see your eyes. This your glasses, eh?
You like it?
Okay.
You like it?
Yes. Okay, he just popped it open for you briefly. Richard Ajayi. Reverend is a very cool guy, you know. Even at his age, he's very sharp.
More than 71. I'm heading towards 80.
And he's always sharply dressed. Richard Ajayi, good evening to you, and God bless you too. Thank you so much. Amax Igbo, good evening to you. Digging Dan, good evening. Habiba Adamu, good evening to you, and thank you so much. Your words mean a lot. Okay, we That's have awesome. The question. We have others, but please answer that quickly. Yeah.
You know, you, who is the husband, must be prepared to have superior argument, superior opinion. If you don't have superior opinion, you may not be able to draw the attention of a woman that tends to be unruly. Okay? I know there are some difficult women, there's no doubt about it. And most of the time, when you have difficult women, such women don't obey their husbands.
Mm.
Whatever you do, they look down upon their husband. But not that the husband is not doing his best. But all that is required is for the women, that such a woman to support the husband a little, and things will get better. But instead, looks down. And because of that, there is that disrespect. Some don't even want their husband to put mouth in any matter that has to do with them. And that is very, very wrong. Very, very wrong. And you'll be doing a lot of things against God's plan for the institution that he has put in place. So if you have no respect for your husband, and your husband is caring for you, he loves you, you have a great, task ahead of you. I don't want to say anything negative, but it is a window for you to change so that you draw such a man close to you. Because men, they fear trouble. Jacqueline, have you heard that type of word before?
Yes, men do not like wahala. Seriously.
Men don't, they don't like trouble.
They don't like it.
Men.
They might go and look for it too, but they don't like it.
They don't
have the heart for it.
Especially with their wife.
Mm.
Men don't like trouble.
Yes.
But women that are ready to give you trouble.
I don't know why we should want to give each other trouble. There's trouble in the world already. If we love each other.
This is the language I have always been speaking. I said, look, only two of you can make the best of each other. Give yourself the best life. Love yourself as long as you have opportunity now. Because, look, there was this man that said, look, after my wife has given birth to the fifth wife, I will buy her a car.
After my wife has given birth to
the fifth child,
okay.
I will buy her a car.
A car.
You know, he postponed demonstrating the love until the fifth child comes. And the woman was pregnant of the fifth child, actually. And before, in the process of giving birth to this fifth child, the woman passed on.
Oh.
And his cry, that's how people knew. His cry was, oh, I would have given her and not waiting until she delivers. You know, it was paining the man.
Mm.
You know, anything you have to do now, every love you want to pour upon your husband or upon your wife, do it now. Because you don't know tomorrow.
Mm.
Because had I know, is there that word underlined? Had I know,
it's a very painful
thing. I would have loved him more than I did. This opportunity for you, woman, love your husband. Don't mind his condition now. Man, love your wife. Look, you think she is not pretty. She is pretty. Love her. Take her, of course, in the first place. If she's not pretty, if you don't admire her, if you don't love her, would you have married her in the first place? So now that you have married her, use all that you have to take care of your wife.
Right.
So that both of you can listen to each other and do what both of you can do for each other to live a good life.
Okay, so quickly, Salihu Abdul Hakim, good evening to you. Thank you so much for your words of encouragement. He's sending special greetings to you, especially Reverend Charles Andrew, good evening to you. Afan Ali, good evening to you. We really, okay, he says his name is Kamis. Good evening to you, Kamis. How are you doing? And then, just give me a moment, please. I did mention Charles Andrew, I think. Yes, I did. And Afan Ali, who is also Kamis. I think I got everyone. So we can just go quickly. Okay, we have someone here. Abba Abubakar Umar.
Okay.
He says, from some of the troubling and complex family issues you're handling here, yeah, it appears broken homes are on the rise and more of a threat to the entire society.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing the issues to the front burner.
Thank you.
And thank you so much, Abba Abubakar Umar. Indeed, society is in trouble. Take a look around us. I don't think anybody needs to be a prophet to come and tell us that there are issues,
yeah,
there are challenges.
Yeah.
A lot of young people today have lost their moral compass.
Yeah.
And so this is why we do this, so that people can begin to understand that we need to do better, because it's not just about you and your wife or you and your husband. It's also about society.
Yeah.
What legacy are you leaving?
Yeah.
Danjuma Musa, good evening. You are watching us from Sokoto. How is Sokoto this evening? I hope you're all doing fine. All right, so before we move to the phone lines,
yeah,
I would like to mention, if we have time, I had two people talk to me last week. Now, this person says that he's a brother who loves light-skinned women. That has always been his preference,
okay,
even when he was a single guy.
Yeah.
And he dated two ladies. Yes, two light-skinned ladies in his church,
okay,
at that time, but they didn't end well in marriage.
Okay.
So he said he decided that the third lady that he started dating, that he wasn't going to spend long in dating them, because of course there was talk had started going around, you know, in the church that this brother
he's
jumping from one woman to the other. So this third lady, they didn't really date for long, and he says the dating was completely Christ-like, the way it should be. And he married her. He said, but after marriage, he discovered that his wife actually bleaches. She tones her skin. And that the type of creams she even uses cost a lot. He said he tried stopping her from using it for a month, and that her skin started not only to grow darker, but it was not even a good shiny black, that it was going back to a brown, let's say brown. He said it was a kind of dirty black that had patches that started, you know, showing. And so he had to quickly go back to funding the creams that she's using. So he says that not only has this turned him off his wife sexually, he says that even economically, it just annoys him. But you know, he's in a situation where, which day you marry, where your wife don't be black, you know, that kind of thing. So he's not happy.
Is the woman pregnant? I'm sorry to interject. Because some women, when they are pregnant, some turn a bit black.
Well, I did not ask that, but he did say that he even thinks about what complications could arise when she gets pregnant. So I don't think she's pregnant, even though we didn't have that conversation in black and white.
Okay.
But I'm just inferring from what he said that she's not pregnant, because he said he's thinking about complications. What if she needs an operation or something like that? Now, this is just coming from me. I'm thinking, if this lady was toning or bleaching and he did not quickly see it, because one of the telltale places where you can see
the finger here,
the knuckles on the fingers and the
knees.
Feet.
The knees.
The knees.
Yeah.
And the feet.
Yeah. She has no experience.
No, if she did not see it, that means she's really using very expensive creams, because there are creams that actually take care of all of that.
Okay.
If you see someone who is bleaching now, Reverend, and
yes,
you can tell from their knuckles,
yes,
from their knees and from their feet,
yes,
they're using cheap creams.
From their ear?
Yeah, they're using cheap creams. There are chemical peels.
Yeah.
There are all sorts that you can do now.
If I may answer this man, my answer is going to be in two phases. One is for the man, and another one is for those who have special interest in special features that a woman carries. You know. Now, the one you have married, she tuned her skin to suit your desire, and you didn't know it was artificial.
I don't know if it was his desire that made her.
He said he likes light.
Yes, he gravitated towards her, but this was a sister who was bleaching on her own. Because it's not like she started bleaching because of him. I think she was just naturally.
She was like that.
She was like that when he met her.
So the lady has not committed any crime. You saw me, you liked me, you married me, and now I am here. Maintain me. And I think that is what he should do now. And he shouldn't begin to think wrong about her. He shouldn't begin to be angry about the situation, because that will affect their emotions. And it
is already affecting him. He does not desire as he should, and that honestly, economically, it's not funny.
Yeah.
So it even brings to mind how this lady was maintaining that if he's the one who is funding her now.
Businesswoman.
So, but why is he the one funding?
Because he's married to him now. So he is the one to take care. You know, actually, it is the responsibility of the man to take care of the wife.
Mm.
It is. So, and I don't know.
And this falls under taking care of.
Eh?
This one also falls under maintaining a habit.
Oh,
isn't
yes.
it a bad habit? I mean, for a Christian, God created you dark skin or brown skin.
The black color.
Right.
In fact,
that means you're saying to God that you no try. You no sabi.
Look, if I advertise if I advertise this my skin, a lot of people would like to buy it.
So what then is it saying about that lady if she is toning and bleaching?
I think there is nothing the man can do about it. Let them meet people who are expert in that field so that they can advise whether there is a cream that can return the skin to its normal texture. I don't know.
Mm.
I think that is the way it should go, so that they can continue in their marriage. He shouldn't dismiss the woman from his mind now. And now I want to advise others. Look, when I talk about marrying a pretty woman, when I thought of that as a young man in my days,
right.
The only reason that I gave it was that if I marry a good looking woman, if she's angry, in her angry state, she will still be looking cool. And then, even if I am angry from anywhere, once I come home, I will see a cold face in the house. And but when you say my wife's nose must be like this, the lip must be like this, the different parts must be like this. Look, as you grow old, some of these parts change shape. And once they change shape, what will happen to your thought pattern, your desire? So look, what I implore you to do is love your wife.
But she, in fact, Festus
lied,
is saying, Festus is saying the woman lied to him from the get-go.
The woman didn't lie because he didn't come to tell her, look, because you are light-skinned, I want to marry you. He didn't tell her that. The man has that in his own mind, that it is light-skinned person that he wants.
Right.
And he saw this woman who has been bleaching. And the man couldn't distinguish between a light-skinned person from a bleached to look light-skinned. He couldn't differentiate. So it is judgment that failed him. So it is not the lady that you should blame now.
So but this situation, how long do you carry such a thing for, Reverend?
They cannot separate. If you are hearing me, try to find a way of putting that skin right, and then maybe you have to dwell with the dark skin now.
Even when he likes a light skin, I mean, the man knows what he wants.
Yeah, but it's too late. That's why
I think
before you get married, I think there's a saying, look before you leap.
I think that lady generally was selling a lie. I mean, if you're dark skin,
you are talking now.
Yes,
you're selling a lie.
You're dark skin, and then you are bleaching, and now you're yellow, and now you expect this man to fund a lie.
I thought people said it is a fashion, which is wrong anyway. I don't like bleaching. I don't like that people should bleach. You know, I'm not saying I don't like people who bleach. You know, it's a different language entirely. I don't like bleaching.
I don't think any serious-minded Christian should bleach. Because what are you saying? That the Creator does not know what he was doing?
Do you know there are some men that bleach?
I know. We have some known musicians that bleach. All right, so before we go to the phone lines, Emmanuel Okezie says, please, how can you handle a wife that doesn't know when or how to talk? Gloria Nipos, good evening to you. God bless you. We really, really appreciate you. She says that, in fact, many women are going through hell. It's not just women, Gloria. Men too are going through some stuff that you would shiver to hear.
Yeah.
Then we have Daniel Thomas. Daniel says, good evening, my wonderful and dependable reverend. He says that, okay, all right, just kind words here.
Okay,
happy Easter to you too. God bless you all. Indeed, he is risen. Hallelujah. All right, so Kingsley Marcus, good evening. All right, God bless you. Thank you so much. So let's quickly go to the phone lines. I think we've taken the posts that we have on our Facebook live feed, and let's hear from you. And the numbers are 081-40,000-989 and 070-87-800-989. Once again, that's 081-40,000-989 and 070-87-800-989. Okay. Good evening.
Jackie, good evening.
You're welcome. Hello? What happened just now? I thought I could hear him. Hello? Okay. I don't know what's going on. We cannot hear you anymore. Hello?
Godwin.
Okay. Can you hear?
It comes off.
I can hear you.
Okay, please go ahead. I don't know what's wrong.
That is bleaching. No, you know what they call it these days?
No.
They just turn it off, they turn the skin off.
Okay, man.
But you don't turn it.
They turn the skin off.
Turn it is like you are trying to camouflage. You know, you just do it small so that people don't understand. But bleach, outright.
By the time they get off the robot, they won't know it. They will say they just want to turn it off. Before they look like a jack thing.
Okay, now you people are the ones who like yellow.
I have many of them. This is the heat season that we are in. That is when you know those ones that are bleaching.
I hope you are not married.
I don't know. Not yet, Daddy. Not yet. Oh, God. You see, Jackie, let us go back to the new thing. For those of us who were born in the early 80s, you understand, very, very early 80s.
Mm.
There used to be a biro that they advertised those years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the advertisement got to the point where they said, when you use that biro to write, you're going to pass your exam.
Yes.
You understand? So, if it's not enough for you not to read now, don't read and buy the biro and let us see how you will pass. You understand?
Yes.
This is brother that said, he didn't know what the marriage, now could he do one? Now, lie.
He don't know what marriage is.
It is a lie, daddy.
No, he
wants to test everything. Those are the men who like to test everything. I don't pity him. He will remain there.
Good evening.
The lady only package herself well. The way they package sugar for us, they package Omo, they package salt. And the guy got it. If you use this, I continue. I enjoy it. That's not like the place, though.
I think I will employ you as a salesman.
Thank you.
I'm available. Thank you.
I don't think this brother will find what you are saying funny. Because
you,
he is actually going through it. He's not happy at all. And honestly, I'm telling you that he's even considering leaving her.
I think it's good we see this brother because he has to get out of it.
All right, we have another call.
Yeah.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
You're welcome. Go ahead, please.
I want to say something about this.
You want to say something about?
What this means is that once they are married, after one issue or two, they start leaving their bed open.
Yeah, it's it. You said after one or two?
After one or two issues, maybe they give birth after one child,
yes,
the second child. They will just be leaving their breath outside. They will not be even covered until like before when they were here.
Okay. So he's talking about dressing
for
women, that some of them will just leave their breasts outside. Once they have about one or two children, they just dress anyhow, leave their breasts open and all of that. I will still come to our Facebook page. I see many comments still coming in, but it's time for the phone lines now. Hello, good evening.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Hello, good evening.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
This is Vincent calling from Banna.
You're welcome. Okay.
Yeah, if we are talking about ladies that bleach or tone their skin, you know, the thing is that there's a lot of side effects when it comes to bleaching of the skin, because the upper layer of that skin, you are removing the upper layer of that skin. Anybody that bleach, any small thing, that person will sweat and that person will be smelling. That's one.
Yeah.
Then two again.
That's not, let me just quickly interject, sir. I'm a woman and I'm telling you that there's new innovation. No smell.
Okay.
I'm telling you, there will be no smell. It's not like bleaching of olden days. I'm telling you that there is even bleaching now where you enter into water and come out yellow.
What about in the case of operation, when you want to stitch the skin, what happens?
That's another one. It's a disadvantage because they will not hold.
What will piss me off now is that some guys bleach. Even ladies bleaching, it's easy for side attraction, because most guys generally they are attracted to light skin girls. But for a guy, why will you bleach? Because me, what I believe as a guy, if you have the swag, you have the money, you have too much problem with ladies. So why bleach?
Anyway.
Why bleach? Well, for that guy, he's already married to her, and he's already signed for better for worse. So he just has to adapt with his thing. So
I honestly think that is also lying, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll keep talking and asking about this matter. But I think bleaching is a form of lying. Yes.
I know it's a form of lying. The relationship was based on deception. And apart from the bleaching aspect, there's the new trend that those girls that don't have hips and backside, that there's a skin side that comes with hips and backside, and if you wear it,
you look
like
you have
curvier.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day,
you get married to such a person that is
you're almost having this brother's neck for going for a yellow woman. What about you? What if you go and marry someone like that who looks curvy, and then you finish marrying her and she starts to remove the wedding dress, remove this, until she removes her hips and boobs and keeps on the will you say it's for better for worse?
It's not better for us now.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I mean, it's not that we're laughing about it, but honestly,
it's a serious matter.
I think we should not lie. I don't know why we do this, but we shouldn't lie. I mean.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Still taking calls this evening. Like I said, still coming to our Facebook page, but for now, our calls. Hello. Good evening. Unfortunately, that line got cut off. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm speaking with Rikichi Michael.
Rikichi Michael, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Jacqueline.
Yes.
The issue of marriage and morality are inseparable things. One, if he went for his best, she would still have been his best. Since he decided not to go for his best, if his best was a young lady, he decided to settle for what was available. Then he bears the brunt.
What do you mean by he settled? He saw her as a yellow person, and he admired her, liked other things about her.
Before then, he has crossed two.
I listened to you guys very well. You said he dated two yellow ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It didn't work.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Until this one.
And then he fought this one. She was not as fair as other abuse.
No. He saw her as a... He met her... Or cited her as a fair person, and they started dating.
You said, you are the one who reported the speech, that she was the top, and he got caught up with her, and without dating for too long,
yes,
the judge did not tell him that she was the one.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say, Rikichi, I didn't say voice of the Lord. I don't know when you heard what.
Anyway, together.
In the process of time, he got married to
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes, we are.
If she was his best, no matter how she looks, she will still be his best. But she was not his best. So the advice here for many people is, do not go for substandard. Go for your best. In your best, change the scheme. You still have something to relish in her.
Yes.
Her morality goes beyond her looks. Her looks are only temporal, and they are for a period of between 5 to 8 years. The box, the hips, whatever, the belt, after 8 years they begin to collapse. If morality is there, she will still do your best. If you went to sorry for him, go for your best.
Okay.
You will be able to endure.
All right. Well, thank you for your call. I need to go to the our Facebook post now because we're fast running out of time. But I think somewhere in there you actually misconstrued what I said. He went for her because she had some of the qualities that he wanted. And part of his qualities, what he had as priority, was for the lady to be light-skinned. It was one of the things he has always wanted in a wife. I mean, same as someone who has always wanted to marry a nurse.
Finally.
Yes.
Finally. The relationship is not all about him alone. Get his own wife. When she marries him, is he the same? So it is not all about him.
But this is a lie. Because this is not like the woman was light and then maybe had an accident or an acid attack or something and then suddenly started growing dark. We're talking about this man now funding her to keep her light skin.
Mm-hmm. Get in touch with his wife. She will also tell you the things about him that she doesn't like to be.
Well, that's the point.
Okay, now.
All right. Thank you so much for your call. And let me quickly... Okay, let's take another call and then go to our Facebook page because we're fast running out of time. Hello, good evening.
Hello?
Yes.
Good evening. Yeah. This is Elder Yusuf Solomon Dombeki.
Okay. You're welcome, sir. Yes, sir, you're welcome.
Thank you. I've been following your conversation.
Mm.
A nice response there from Reverend.
Thank you.
And you too. God will bless you all.
Thank you, sir.
Because marriages are suffering, yeah. And I believe people are listening and are getting solution from what you're saying.
Thank you.
Now, for me, just to go straight to the point, sincerely, for every marriage, there is always something that you will discover after the marriage.
Yes. Mm.
This one is not far from it. Everyone has a new discovery.
Yes.
That he has not seen before the marriage. And anything you discover after marriage
is yours.
Is part of the package. Is part of the cross that you have to carry.
Yes.
It's like buying orange. When you finish buying the orange, whatever you, the taste of the orange, as at the time you peel it, you cannot return it to the owner
and get your money back.
The orange or the seller.
Elder Dambeki, is this not encouraging people to lie?
No. Okay, let me leave him to that.
Is it not encouraging people to lie and go into marriage and deceive people?
Now, to be candid, it depends on your definition of lie. But in almost every marriage, there is something hidden. Hidden. Let me tell you the truth. As good as I may think of myself, there are things I did not disclose about myself to my wife while we were dating. It was when we got married that she got to discover.
Well, is that good?
Everybody has it. That's not to say it's a lie, but it's a part of me that I'm not proud of.
Elder, please, just before we go, please let me just pose this. Since you're here, I mean, for those who do not know, Elder Dambeki is also the convener of Men of Honor. It is a body that speaks to men, especially in the Christian home.
That's
so, but you know, I think that anything that I knew about myself, I knew it, and I did not disclose to my spouse, is a lie. Except if it is something that is a part of me, but I would not be able to tell. You know, they say other people see you better than you see yourself. For instance, if I am hot-tempered or quick-tempered, for that matter, I don't even think I would have gone through life to that marriageable age and then not have one or two people tell me that, look, Jacqueline, you need to watch it, you're quick-tempered. But let us assume that nobody ever told me. And then, you know, my husband finds that I'm quick-tempered. That is different from me knowing that, for instance, that every end of month, I go into a fit or something, and I don't tell my husband. That is selling a lie. I mean, I know that I'm dark complexioned, and then I start to bleach, and then this person, and I don't tell the person that, look, I tone up or I bleach, like, you know, like someone was making fun the other time that the word is tone. If you cannot disclose that before marriage, sir, like I said, this is between you and Reverend today, but I honestly think that this man was sold a lie.
Okay. Now, let me also look at it this way. Let's look at the case in question. To be candid, you know, there is a way if you lie about yourself, over time, the lies start looking like the truth. Now, this lady has been bleaching for quite a long time. Perhaps within the shortest time that he has given her to accept to marry him, she did not remember that she used to be that skinned. And she did not remember that it is what bringing to the table, because himself did not ask. Perhaps if he had asked, she would have opened up. You know, that is where you will say, now this lie is intentional, because I ask and you cover it up.
Yeah.
But nothing of such happened.
Yeah.
And she entered into the marriage with him.
Yeah.
So it's a lie that can be pardoned now that they are married, and he has to live with it.
Okay, Elder, thank you so much. We've run out of time. I need to take quickly before. We really appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. And happy Easter. Thank you, sir.
I think this man is good to work with him, to deal with men. I don't know. It's good. So that on the angle of men, we can team up, and because a lot of men don't know what marriage is all about. A lot.
Dambeki actually convened the Men of Honor group, and they encourage for men to join them So let me quickly go to our Facebook post and take the messages that I have not. I see quite a number of them. We have Stephen Sinabiji Adams, who is saying, it seems as the man persists in fair lady, then the devil arranged a well-packaged black lady who has bleached. Now, how can she agree to go back to her past, that is a black skin, whereas her creams are on the high side? The only thing now is to bear with it, but if he persists her to change, she can use ordinary cream or oil. All right, thank you so much. Osuji Chukunonye says good evening and happy Easter to you too. The young man said he did not date the lady too long. He is to blame.
That's it.
All right. There was a situation. He was in church. All these ladies were in church. And he just wanted to prove that he wasn't the bad person. You know, people thinking that he was just out to date sisters and dumped them, particularly in the same local assembly. All right. Ufoma Kukogu, good evening to you. He says, he says there's no light, but him and the wife are listening to the program in their car. Oh, this is beautiful.
Thank you.
And he says on the issue of communication, I think spouses should study themselves and know the best time to communicate. My wife took some time to understand me that after dinner, I doze off almost immediately and she talks only to discover that I am snoring. This became a problem. Alright, so thank you that this is in the past now. And then he says, I strongly advocate that everyone should be himself. It's very disheartening to unwrap a package only to discover that the contents is not what you expected. I mean, girls or men who are toning or bleaching should stop and be themselves. I married my wife, such a beautiful lady, and she's natural, and I'm happy with her. That's so good. Kenny Alamu, good evening to you too. Reverend, okay, we still have, okay, Fatima Apagu Njedua says, I want to know if the man has not been going to the woman's house, as in the family house, to see her old pictures from there, you could have known if she was black or not. Well, that's a smart move. I mean, at the end of the day, we'll start investigating each other because there's so many liars now. Mary Anthony, good evening to you and God bless you. Thank you so much for being there for us. Reverend, in closing.
Yeah, in closing, you see, love is the only thing that can hold any institution, including marriage. And then from the woman, a respect to the husband will actually improve communication. When there is no love and there is no respect, anything can happen in a home. So I employ both husband and wife to start from the point of love, so that their communication can be sound and true. And in that position, we will succeed in talking to each other and win over every situation that comes our way.
And amen to that. I see your message. I'm just seeing it. Maybe the Reverend will respond to it next week, but I'm just going to read it so that you know I've seen your message. She introduced herself and she says that my husband is fond of rough play with women, such as divorcees and free girls, of which I'm not happy about it. I told him several times that I'm not happy with such an attitude, but he has refused to change. All right. So,
call by number.
Okay. So maybe I should call Reverend's number. Or maybe you should start playing rough with him too, so that you know that you are capable of rough play. I just want you to smile, my sister. Just be happy. Today is Easter.
Yes.
That's why I threw that joke. Yeah. All right. So, let me call Reverend's number quickly. For Reverend, please call him, and the number is 080-3405-7915. Once again, that's 080 0244-0405-7915. The assignment about massaging goes on. We will be giving out prizes. So please massage each other this week. We have today and tomorrow. Tomorrow is also public holiday. Find time to massage each other during this glorious holiday that we're celebrating, what even gives us the authenticity to be called Christians. Also, Reverend is saying that if you're single and you're ready for something serious, we're talking marriage,
yeah,
please do send him a text message. Particularly our young men. Maybe they are afraid. I don't know. Yeah. Reverend has had more females contacting him than men. And maybe...
To balance a bit.
And he wants...
We are going to have this social gathering.
Right.
There will be all these mistakes we have been talking about. We'll expose how to identify them and how to choose correctly.
Okay. God bless you all. Until next week, when we hope to meet once again to test the pulse of our marriages, please do not forget the lessons we learned today about communication. We will continue to reiterate on them. Let's practice them and see how that works out. See you next Sunday, God willing.